Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing home and assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Steve Heisler is the creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center and has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 20 years. You have questions, and Steve Heisler has answers. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
Now, Roz, can you tell our listenership how caregiving has been affected by COVID-19? Obviously, this is the biggest pandemic of this young century and the century before, since 1918. So how is caregiving being touched by this?
It's really hit us, particularly for those of us who are in the front line. All of my employees, we get tested weekly. Now, the state was only requiring us at first to do it monthly. Then they went biweekly. Then they went weekly. And so taking that time weekly to go and get tested is, you know, sometimes it's a 2 to 4 hour process because you have to stand in line, number one. Number two, the other precaution we have to take is we have to wear the mask. We have to wear a shield. Sometimes we have to wear full PPE depending on what facility we go in. So those are extra expenses, and not only extra expenses, but it's an anxiety for us. And then it also causes a problem when we go in to take care of the loved one, because now we can't touch them as much as we used to. Because so now that portion of the human touch that was keeping them alive, they don't have that anymore. So now those people who were used to us helping them stand up and they could feel us, now they have to feel a piece of plastic in between that, you know, that person. So it is sending a lot of our seniors into depression, into anxiety, and it's even causing some of them to die, because in these facilities, they were not built for isolation. And so what has happened is the states are mandating that they stay in their rooms. They can't come out in the hallways. And when they went into these communities, they went in because of the community part. Because I could be with people there my age and I could play billiards or bridge or poker or dominoes, or we could go out on these field trips, all of that's been cut off.
My aunt is 90 years old in an assisted living facility in Brookline, Massachusetts, and she is basically a shut-in now. Now, I think it had been loosened, but initially she couldn't come out of her apartment. I mean, they gave her like an hour, almost like she was in prison. They give you like an hour to walk around or whatever, or go outside. But, you know, so it's just horrifying to the senior and elderly population.
And that's it. And then when COVID first came out, you know, they put out this blanket statement: if you are elderly, we're not going to treat you. We're going to treat people who are, you know, like 60 and under. But anybody that's, you know, maybe 80 and over, if you have the COVID, we're going to let you die. So now the fear is, you know, if I have the COVID, I'm not going to get treated. You know, so that was in their mind, that stigma. So now that stigma is gone. However, the loneliness is still there. The human touch is not there. You know, they're still being isolated. They have to eat in their rooms. They can't eat in the dining rooms. They have no contact with their families. You know, Zoom and FaceTime can only do so much, but the human contact, the touch, is what these people need. And now, like you said, you're treating them like they're in prison. Okay, at 12 o'clock, you can go outside for 30 minutes. You know, if you're on the West Wing, you can go out from 9 to 10. If you're on the East Wing, you can go out from 11 to 12. That's not what these facilities were built for. And now our most valuable population, they're being treated like dogs, like prisoners. This is not fair. This is not fair. It's not fair. No. I'm sorry. If I sound passionate, it angers me. It upsets me that these people that have given us so much history and love and work have been, you know, bottled in and caged in like animals. This is wrong.
You, You sound like a human being. So I think you're spot on that, Roz. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just it's just not, it's inhumane that we're warehousing our seniors and elderly, and especially during COVID, it's gotten even worse.
I have one lady that I take care of. She was in one of the concentration camps. She's Jewish, and mm-hmm. she said, I survived the concentration camp, but I don't know if I can survive COVID.
Right. They at least got to have a lot of interaction with their concentration camp mates, I guess.
Exactly.
Call it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She said, at least I was able to see other people. She said, here, they won't even let us out of our rooms. Every time they come out, go back in your room. Eat in your room. They can't even eat together. She said, at least in the concentration camp, we could share a piece of bread. She said, I can't do anything. So I just wanted to share that. I'm sorry.
That's awesome. And you are spot on. You're definitely spot on that, Roz. And it's terrible. Let me ask you this. So caregivers who want to go into a long-term care facility to, and not necessarily a family member, but are caregivers allowed in? I mean, they're not staff of the facility. So are they allowed to go in right now?
Yes, sir. Private duty caregivers and caregivers of agencies, we have to take a COVID test. We have to prove to the facility where we are going in to take care of that person that we have tested negative, and we have to follow their procedures, their policies. So we have to come in with a mask, have to come in with a face shield. We have to show that we've passed the test. We have to take our temperature, our O2, and we have to sign a waiver of agreement stating that, you know, we've taken a test and that if anything happens to us while we're on a facility, that we do not hold the facility to any harm or anything that comes because we have entered into that community.
Okay. So caregivers that are family members and are not home health aides, so they're out of luck. They just can't go in, correct?
Yes, sir. The only time they can go in is if the person is getting ready to die. If they're on hospice and they have just a few days or a few weeks to live, then the family can come in only under that. And, you know, they have started loosening some of the policies and letting them come in. But now they've pulled that, you know, they pulled that back and gone back to for emergency purposes only. And you have to, of course, take a test. You have to show where you're clear. And follow the same policies and procedures as if you were a caregiver. But for right now, they have stopped all families from coming in, particularly now at this time of the broadcast, you know, with everything surging again, they have stopped the family members from coming in again.
Yeah. It's just disgraceful. You know, it just breaks my heart. I can't even imagine if my mother was in an assisted living or a nursing home, and I couldn't go in and see her. I my heart just goes out for the person who's being cared for, the senior, the elder, their children, the caregivers. Just, it's horrible. Well, I hate to end on kind of a, you know, a bad note, but you're telling it like it is, and that's what we want to do here on this podcast, Roz. This has been real enlightening. Can you briefly tell our listeners about your website, The Caregivers Cafe?
Sure. We are at thecaregivercafe.net. We have blogs. We also have recently partnered with caregiving.com. And so we will be some of the same information I'm giving you now. I will be writing stories and creating content for caregiving.com. And also, too, we will be doing coaching. Since a lot of people aren't able to, you know, come in, contact one-on-one, we will be doing some virtual coaching to any new and current caregivers. So we will be opening up those type of services. Hopefully by the beginning of the year, we will be offering caregiving coaching services virtually, either one-on-one or by a group. You know, we'll take a group of anywhere from 10 to 15 and offer then one-on-one services as well.
That's great. So if anybody wants, and I've been on the site, and there's just so much wealth of material for potential caregivers, caregivers, you know, just anyone who wants to know more about caregiving. So I highly recommend it, and you definitely should be applauded for for coming up with that website and putting all that great content on there.
Thank you
now,
so
Roz,
much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And by the way, we're going to have you back because there's so many. You're going to be like our caregiving expert, like our guru, who's going to be giving us all types of information and tips about caregiving. So this is not a one and done deal. We're going to have you back.
Absolutely.
So if someone wants to go to the Caregiver Cafe,
it's caregivercafe.net. And they also can look at my YouTube page, which is Jacksonville's Best Caregivers. It's under the name of the company. And I also do some trainings on YouTube as well.
Okay. So are there any other social media platforms you wanted to let our listeners know about that they can find you on?
Those are the two best ones where you would get most information. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn as Roz or Jones. You know, if you want to go to, you know, more of the business side of me. But for the caregivers, particularly, it's the caregivercafe.net. And then on the website, and then on YouTube, is Jacksonville's Best Caregivers, where I post videos at least 2 to 3 times a week on caregiving.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've got to check some of those out. Because like I said, I've got parents that are, well, my mom's in her mid-80s and my dad will be 88 in January. So, and I already see that I'm having to get into situations where I've got to do things, take my dad to the doctor. I mean, things that I love to do because I love my mom and my dad. But, you know, I also want to read and see what your advice is and all those different type of situations.
Right. Well, and the next thing we'll talk about is could be caregiver guilt. You know how our parents guilt us into things. So we can talk about that next.
Okay. Well, I'm Jewish, so I got Jewish guilt. I mean, I was halfway out of the womb and I started getting the guilt from my mother. You know, what took you so long? You know, so Roz, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
You're going to come back soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
now,
sir. Yeah, I will.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Injured Senior and Aging Population Community, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Roz Jones for appearing on the show today. She was fantastic. If you love the Injured Senior podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe. Give us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you want to share your story on an upcoming show or have any suggestions or comments about the show, please email me at steve@injuredseniorhotline.com. I answer all emails, my friends. So until next time, it was great spending this time with you. Look forward to next week's show. Stay safe and have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast with Steve H. Heisler. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. To find out more or to get help anytime, go to InjuredSeniorHotline.com or call 855-622-6530. We'll see you next time.